For the first time in years, Americans report feeling better about big tech. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Social media companies and other big technology firms are seemingly always under fire. During President Biden's State of the Union address, he called for stricter regulations on Silicon Valley. Meanwhile, the director of the FBI has raised national security concerns about TikTok, and lawmakers across the country are considering bans on some apps and age restrictions for users. Despite all of this, new survey results from the Center for Growth and Opportunity at Utah State University show that public trust is up. Taylor Barkley is the Technology and Innovation Director for the CGO, and he says these latest results measuring levels of trust in big tech and government surprised him.
This is the first time we've seen upswings in trust, including across the three levels of government, federal, state, and local. All the tech companies, there's increased trust. Microsoft went up by 9 points, Google by 8, and Amazon just behind, up by 7. Even TikTok went up from 10 to 16 on levels of trust. And it was fascinating to see for the first time a big increase in trust for tech companies.
Yeah, that seems odd, given that a lot of the rhetoric here in Washington is pushing the exact opposite.
That's correct. It's surprising. And, you know, to be honest, we're still trying to wrap our heads around why it might be. It's kind of thinking out loud here. This is the first time we've fielded our poll, you know, kind of post-COVID environment. You know, the polls have been happening since, you know, July 2020 was the earliest. And it's been during COVID times. The pandemic was humming along at full speed. And, you know, another thought I've had, too, is maybe this is signs of, you know, shifting media, political narrative on, you know, techlash items. But, you know, that could be qualified a bit too, of course, with, you know, hearings continuing to happen in Congress and in state governments on regulating tech companies. So it's a bit of a mystery, frankly, on why trust is up so much.
You collected some new data for this poll, asking respondents their opinions about the relationship between children and social media. What did you find there?
So, you know, top line number here, 75% of Americans, 3 out of 4 agree that social media companies have an obligation to ensure that the health and safety of children is not negatively impacted by the use of their platform. So there's overwhelming agreement there. Half of Americans distrust Facebook to be safe for children to use, and only 21% trust Facebook to be safe for children. And for most major social media platforms, it was high levels of distrust when it comes to children's use of these technologies. And what our polling reveals is that I think tech companies have some work cut out for them to demonstrate that they're trustworthy partners with parents and caregivers and keeping their teens and children safe online.
Since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen some of these major platforms really flexing their content moderation muscles, or in some cases, even pulling back on their content moderation. How did survey respondents say they feel about that practice in particular?
This was another surprise, where Americans believe more strongly than they did in summer of 2022, the last time we fielded our poll, that social media companies are justified in their content moderation. Across the board, all the numbers are up. So, you know, these are questions about removing disruptive users and disruptive elected officials even. And Americans believe more strongly that social media companies have a role to play in making sure that their platforms are pleasant to use. I think, you know, trolling is not good for anyone in this environment. And I think the public is, you know, we're seeing that reflected in our poll. The public believes that's the case as well.
Social media has really been in the headlines lately. It kind of is all the time.
That's right.
And lawmakers are discussing potentially banning some users under the age of 16 when it comes to some of these social media apps. Where do your survey results fit into this narrative?
Key to any of those proposals is age verification. So, you know, in order to be effective at meeting these requirements, should they be passed into law, social media companies, online platforms of any size, frankly, will need to know the ages of their users. That requires age verification. And we all do this already right now, because current law has much different rules, requirements for users under the age of 13. for these more strenuous requirements, the bills coming out of Texas and Utah require supplying government IDs. And we asked Americans about their opinions on supplying their IDs or their children's IDs or biometric information, which would be, you know, fingerprint data or facial recognition data. And 2 out of 3 Americans don't want to give social media companies their ID or their biometrics. And it goes even higher if when it comes to their children's IDs or biometric information. So that's something that I think policymakers should really pay attention to.
Taylor Barkley with Utah State University's Center for Growth and Opportunity. And now for some related links. For more on the scope and methodology of the CGO survey, we'll have a link to all that data and the full results on our website, marketplacetech.org. Here on the show, we've been talking about what age verification for internet platforms means and actually looks like in practice, including how it may disproportionately affect users in marginalized groups. Last month, we took a look at a law in Louisiana that requires users in the state to prove they're 18 or older before they can access websites that contain a certain amount of pornographic material. That new law and others like it have privacy advocates worried for some of the same reasons Taylor mentioned in our conversation. We'll have a link to that previous episode for you and a link to a story from Ars Technica with more on other states that are moving to require more identification to access adult content online. That piece points to a tracker from the Free Speech Coalition looking at copycat bills to Louisiana's laws, including a status update with how close they are to passing. Looks like the next up will be Arkansas, Mississippi, or Virginia. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.